Friday at the Walmart. She stops to wash her hands, just seems to make sense. One word rings out somewhere behind her. Does she understand? She thinks she's a man. A middle finger in her face. We feel ashamed of the human race. She got no badge, but she's still pulling out the mace. Oh, you got a ticket from the sex police. You got a ticket from the sex police. Using a stall, you got no belt on the floor, Bobby, out of control. Whoa, you got a ticket from the sex police. You got a ticket from the sex police. You got a choice and you've got a voice. Do you die on the hill of bad opinions or let go? They wear no uniform, no dress code. You might not know they're there. You might not think they care. What kind of congregation is this? Have you tried minding your own business? On your way into the bathroom. Been going for 1,000 years. Rejected the manufactured fares. Didn't want it in North Carolina. Now we don't want it here. Oh. You got a ticket from the sex police. You got a ticket from the sex police. Using a stall, you got no metal. From the sex police, you got a choice, you got a horse. Do you die on a hill of bad opinions or let go? There has never been a single person, male or female, in this case, that changed their gender for a day to sneak into a private place or occupy a typically feminine or other space and creep up on your grandma in the hospital or all the quite ridiculous assertions that their sinister intent behind the use of public restrooms where they previously went inside the fashion of a stall. And if you look, you should get bent aside the gender of yourself because you're not the sex police. Me going to the bathroom. You choose for yourself. Not for someone else. We've already solved this problem. All wearing pants or skirts. You know what I mean, of course. Now come on. You got a ticket from the sex police. You got a ticket from the sex police.